What was Sidney Cam's general sort of attitude? What was Sidney Cam's general attitude to working with to working with?
Well, he was a bit quite amusing, really, because I remember on one occasion at Dunsfall we got the ministry in there. It was a mods meeting, and we were selling them
mods meeting
modifications.
Oh right.
And the ministry used to pay for the modifications. If we convinced the ministry the aeroplane had to have this modification to make it do the job properly after it had been accepted, and this was a development, then we had to make a case for a mod, and of course there was a charge. And I remember sitting at Dunsfold in the office one day, and we had there must have been at least 15 people all together discussing this. It was a regular monthly meeting. And strangely enough, all of a sudden, the door opened and Sir Sidney Cam walked in. And he sat next to me. And he said, "What's it all about?" And I said, "Something like, well, we're selling them this modification." And explained very quickly what the mob was about. And he just turned around and said, "Well, give it to them then." And of course we couldn't give it to them, we needed the money. And I had to say to Sir Sidney, "I'm sorry, but we've got to be paid for it." And he didn't seem to like that. And anyway, he didn't kick up too big a fuss. And I said to him later on, I said, "I know you won't like it, sir, but it's absolutely vital that if we make a change, we get rewarded." And then he sort of, "Well, rubbish." He wasn't in any way attuned to that aspect of the business.
He wasn't a meetings person.
He wasn't a meetings person at all, no. And I never went to a meeting where he, in fact, was involved in doing anything, because he avoided it at all costs. Gave the job to other people, like myself.